谁需要一本圣经？
Just raise your hand if you need a Bible because we're going to read some scriptures.
如果你需要圣经，请举手，因为我们需要看几段圣经。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
For indeed, Jews ask for signs, and Greeks search for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To Jews a stumbling block, to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, the wisdom of God.
哥林多前书第二十二到二十四节。犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是 要求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Mark chapter 15 second gospel Mark chapter 15
第二卷福音书马克福音第十五章
Verse 16
第十六节十五章十六节
We're going to take a few moments and just read a portion regarding the crucifixion
我们要念基督被钉十架钉十字架的一部分圣经
Just consider what the Lord Jesus went through He's the creator, He's the redeemerAs we read these verses,
我们要思考，主耶稣基督他经历的一切，他是创造者，又是救赎者，但他经历了这些。
And we see man's estimation, and that includes us, of our Lord as he was going to the cross.
我们也要看人对他被钉十字架的反应，这个人也包括我们在内。
We all took part in this crucifixion.
我们都在这个被钉他十字架上有份。
It wasn't just a few Roman pagans.
不只是几个罗马的外邦人。
It wasn't a group of religious zealots.
不只是那些
in the Sanhedrin.
不只是那些会众里面的宗教狂热者。
It was all mankind.
是所有的人类。
We all said.
我们都犯了罪。
Away with him.
我们都说把他除去。
We want Barabbas.
我们要巴拉巴。
Crucify this Christ.
我们把这个基督钉死吧。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
And the soldiers took him away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and they called together the whole Roman cohort.
兵丁把耶稣带进衙门院里，叫齐了全营的兵。
And they dressed him.Up in purple, after weaving a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they begin to acclaim him, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
他们给他穿上紫袍，又用荆棘编作冠冕给他戴上。十八节就庆贺他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊！
And they kept beating his head with a reed, spitting at him, kneeling and bowing before him.
又拿一根苇子打他的头。吐唾沫在他脸上，屈膝拜他。
And after they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, and put his garments on him, and they laid him out to crucify him.
戏弄完了，就给他穿了紫，脱了紫袍，来穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去要钉十字架。
Verse 21, and they pressed into service. A passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene,The father of Alexander and Rufus to bear the cross.
有一个古利奈人西门，就是亚历山大和罗弗的父亲，从乡下来，经过那地方，他们就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull.
他们带耶稣到了各个他地方，各个他翻出来就是咕噜地。
Tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it.
拿末药调和的酒给耶稣，他却不受。
And they crucified him, and divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each should take.
于是将他钉在十字架上，占纠分他的衣服，看是谁得什么。
And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, The King of the Jews.
钉他在十字架上是几初的时候，在上面有他的罪状，写的是犹太人的王。
And they crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and on his left.
他们又把两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。
And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was numbered with transgressors."
这就应验了经上的话说，他被列在罪犯之中。
And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ha! You who are going to destroy the temple." And rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself and come down from the cross.
从那里经过的人怒骂他，摇着头说：“哼，你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己从十字架下来吧。”
In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes, were mocking him among themselves, saying, "He saved others; he cannot save himself."
祭司长和文士也是这样戏弄他。彼此说他救了别人，不能救自己。
Let this Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross, so that we may see and believe. And those who were crucified with him were casting the same insult at him.
以色列的王基督现在可以从十字架上下来，叫我们看见就信了。但和他同钉的人也是讥笑他。
And when the sixth hour had come, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, "My God, my God." Why hast thou forsaken me?
他从午正到深处，遍地都黑暗了。深处的时候，耶稣大声喊着说：“以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴各大尼。”翻出来就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Hundreds of years before the Lord would be crucified, Isaiah prophesied of his death.
耶稣被钉十字架几百年前，以赛亚已经预表说了他的死。
Verse 10.
第十节。
But the Lord God was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. All he would render himself, if He would render himself as a guilt offering. He will see his offspring. He will prolong his days. And the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭。他必看见后嗣，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多前书第后章。
Chapter 5, verse 21.
第五章第二十节。
Second Corinthians 5:21.
哥林多后书第五章第二十节。
He, God, made him, that's Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
所以我们要把那神使那无罪的替我们成为有罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And one last verse in 1 John.
最后一节圣经在约翰一书。
1 John 3:16.
三章十六节。
1 John 3:16.
约翰一书第三章十六节。
We know that the gospel begins with John 3:16.
我们知道福音是从约翰福音第三章十六节开始。
But the gospel concludes with us in 1 John 3:16.
福音的结束就是在我们大家都在这个约翰一书三章十六节之中。
We know love by this.That he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for the brethren.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Let's just have a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Father, we do thank you again for.Reminding us this morning around your table, worthy is the Lamb.
父神啊，我们围着你再次向我们提醒说，在擘饼聚会告诉我们，羔羊是配。
All the value of this world, represented by the wealth of this world, does not even begin to touch the value of the Son.
世界上一切的价值，一切的财宝都比不上，神儿子的宝贝。
And how we need to be reminded of that continuously.
我们何等需要你，持续地提醒我们。
One man received honor.
有一人得荣耀。
And we've come this morning to continue fellowshipping around that man.
所以我们今天早上也要继续分享关于那一个人的故事。
Open our eyes and our ears.
请打开我们的眼睛和耳朵。
Fill us with the Holy Spirit.
让我们被圣灵充满。
That we might see the Lord Jesus, the risen King today.
让我们可以看到主耶稣基督那个升天的王。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Paul summarized the New Testament by two words.
保罗把整个新约圣经用几个字总结起来。
Christ crucified.
就是钉十字架的耶稣基督。
Anytime we open this word,
每一次我们打开圣经
right at the outset, there should be this one thought.
在开始的时候我们必须有这个想法。
Show me this Christ and him crucified.
给我们看这个基督并他钉十字架。
Some of you have children and you're teaching them.
有的你们当中有子女的，你们需要教导他们。
Some of you have responsibilities in the fellowship.
你们有的在这个聚会中要负责。
Anytime it comes to opening this word,
每一次我们打开圣经的时候
，the central theme should always be Christ crucified.
这个中心的这个目的就是要看这个钉十字架的基督。
Actually, in these two words, there are three words.
在这几个字其实有更多的字包含在内。
Christ,
基督
but Christ has a body.
但是基督是有一个肢体
Christ is not just the head.
基督不只是一个头
So we have Christ, which includes his body.
所以我们有基督，他也包含了他的肢体，他的身体
And the cross, crucified.
然后还有钉十字架
Everything is needed that we need is found in those three words.
我们所需要的一切都包含在这几个字里面。
Christ,
基督
，the way, the cross,
基督的道路
，the result, a body,
基督借着十字架造成这个身体。
A body with the nature, with the life, with the character of the head, the Son.
照着借着这个十字架，这个肢体是有神儿子的生命、神性跟个性。
This is the gospel.
这就是我们的福音。
Out of the 27 books, the Apostle Paul wrote 13 of them.
在新约27卷书里面，保罗写了13卷。
And of all of those books,
在他所有写的一切书卷里面，
he sums it up two words, Christ.
他把所有的书信总结起来就是这么几个字，
Crucified.
基督，并他钉十字架。
A song that we just sang is very representative of those two words.
我们刚才唱的那首诗歌就是很能代表这几个字。
And so why is it very difficult for us to even remember, even want to remember the essence of that song we just sang?
为什么我们要记得这首诗歌是这么难呢？为什么我们并不想去记得这首诗歌呢？
Very simple.
很简单。
The flesh, this self life, is at war with the spirit.
因为我们的肉体跟我们的己生命跟这个圣灵是征战的。
We are born with something in us that totally resists that word cross.
我们生下来就有这个完全要跟这个十字架敌对的本能。
Sometimes I will hear people say, "Oh, you're not going to talk about the cross, are you?"
有的时候我听到人家说，你不是又要再讲十字架了吧？
That's such a morbid thought.
那是一个多悲惨的想法。
When the Lord Jesus thought of the cross, he thought, "Oh, for the joy that was set before me in the cross."
当主耶稣想到十字架的时候，他想到在他前面放下的喜乐。
Those of you this morning that are believers and that do not have any fear this morning, experiencing joy, it's a result of the cross.
我们这些今天早上在的信徒们，如果你没有任何的恐惧，而且是经历喜乐，那就是因为你已经经历了十字架。
The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is the most blessed message in this whole book.
在主耶稣的十字架是这整本圣经最蒙福的一个信息。
We should never shy away from it.
我们不应该退俗。
We should pray, Lord, show me more of the cross.
我们应该向主祷告说，请把更多的十字架显现给我们看。
The meaning of it.
十字架到底是什么意思呢？
It's so easy to come up when we pray regarding the cross in saying trite things, platitudes.
很多时候我们就着十字架祷告的时候，我们就很假虔诚。
Not recognizing the meaning.
我们根本不想考虑它深层的意义。
Because this word has not penetrated, this principle, this thought has not penetrated our heart.
因为十字架的意义并没有深深地陷在我们的心里面。
So this morning, in a few minutes, we want to just talk about this, the cross, a life laid down.
所以今天我们要花一点时间讲十字架跟舍命这件事。
Again, even the title, a life laid down, causes us to shy away.
我们今天的题目，这个舍命，这个题目，可能让大家有点退缩。
When someone tells us to help out, take the low road, there's a tendency in us. Who's that person telling me?
很多时候，有人要我们求我们的一些帮助，那我们就会说，那人算什么呢？
There's not one person in this room that has not experienced that thought of, why is that person saying that to me?
我们中间大家都有经历过这个感觉，就是说那个人算什么？
Who do they think I am? Their slave?
我算的是什么？难道我是他们的奴仆吗？
Why don't they do it?
他们为什么不自己做？
I'm the only one that does all the work around here.
为什么只是我一个人在这里做所有的事情呢？
Totally the opposite of that song we just sang.
这跟我们刚才唱的诗歌是截然不同的。
When we look at the Lord Jesus' life, we see it's a life laid down.
我们看到主耶稣的一生，他就是不断的在舍命。
When we were praying around the Lord's table, it was said, or we sang, at one point, the Lamb from the foundation of the, before the foundation of the world, or from the foundation of the world.
我们在波饼聚会祷告的时候，就有人提到说，是在创世的时候，羔羊已经被杀。
Before there was the thought even of creation, there was a lamb.
当这个创造这个想法还没有进入的时候，已经有了羔羊。
God does not start a project without having all the resources in hand.
神不会开始一个项目而没有准备一切来完成这个项目。
In the counsels of God, it was determined to create man.
神为商议之后就决定要创造人。
And God and the Lord Jesus, never having to learn anything, they already knew man would fail.
圣父跟主耶稣基督已经知道人是会失败的。
And so, before man was created, the Lord Jesus stepped forward and said, I will be the Lamb.
所以当人还没有被造之先，主耶稣已经先站起来说，我就是那羔羊。
And in Philippians 2, we see the beginning of this life laid down. He emptied himself.
在腓立比书第二章，我们也看到说，他说他虚己。
He became a bondservant.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He became a baby.
他成为一个婴孩。
The most helpless of all beings in the animal kingdom.
在所有万物动物之中最无能软弱的一个东西。
Those of you who have been around animals,
你们如果有接触过动物，
you've noticed that when a little baby calf is born, within a minute, sometimes 2 minutes, the baby's up walking.
你们如果看过小牛出生之后，一两分钟之内就能自己行走。
This is the same for dogs. This is the same for cats. This is the same for pigs, horses. They're up walking.
小马、小狗、小猪、小马都是这样，他们一生下来没多久就能自己行走。
And within 5 minutes, they're looking for what? Milk.
那五分钟之内，他们已经开始找他们的奶。
But then there's the human race, babies.
可是我们看到人类的婴孩又是怎么样一回事呢？
After about 12 months, the mom and dad say, I wonder if this baby's going to ever walk.
12个月过去了，父母就说，这个婴孩到底会不会走路的？
It was on purpose that the Lord Jesus came as a baby.
主耶稣来到世上成为婴孩是故意的一件事情。
It's all representative of this life laid down.
这是都是代表是他要如何舍命。
At 12 years of age,
他十二岁的时候，
we see him in the temple.
我们看到他在圣殿里面。
He could have taught those men much.
他可以教当时任何一个人。
But when his parents came, he submitted himself to the parents for another 18 years.
可是当他父母来的时候，他情愿在他父母之下持续了十八年之久。
If there ever was a man who could have been a teenage preacher, it was the Lord Jesus.
如果有任何人可以在青少年时期已经可以开始传道，那就是我们的主耶稣了。
Oh, we would be much more careful on our serving if we just look at the Lord Jesus and see the time of preparation.
如果我们看到主耶稣花了多少时间预备他的服事，我们自己是对于我们自己的服事当十分的警醒。
And he did not have a self-life that he even had to overcome.
他根本不需要克服他的己生命。
But by example, he showed us the key. It's a life laid down.
他接着他自己的一生来告诉我们怎么样为大家舍命。
Daily helping with the family chores.
他每天帮助家里的一切琐事。
Getting water.Getting firewood, cooking.
去取水，去拿生火的柴。
Helping his father in the family business.
帮助他的父亲做木匠的工作。
Because there was a number of children and he was the oldest.
因为在耶稣以下还有很多其他的弟妹。
All the time glorifying the father.
他在任何时候都是荣耀他的父神。
Do you think that those 30 years was less glorifying the father than his 3 years of service?
你想他在前三十年的时间跟他最后那三年的服事是哪一段时间更能荣耀神？
They were every bit more important to the Father in heaven, if not the most important.
他在那头三十年的生活荣耀神是对父神来讲是最重要的。
And then he went into 3 years of service.
然后他, 花了三年的时候来服侍,
given himself to mankind.
他把他自己给了人类,
always on the orders, however, of his Father in heaven.
可是无时无刻他都是在父神的命令底下做事,
never doing anything of his own.
他从来不为自己做任何事.
And then the last 6 months, having his eyes fixed like flint toward the purpose, the cross, Jerusalem.
在他生平最后那六个月,他的眼睛是定睛看着耶路撒冷,他的脸如铁石.
The very purpose for which he came.
这就是他来的原因.
Has it ever dawned on us that as his sons, that's our destiny?
你们有没有思考过这个问题,就是说,我们身为他的子女,这也是我们的命运吗?
A life laid down.
我们的命运就是不断的舍己.
A life rejected.
被人弃绝.
A life where we are misunderstood.
不断的在生活中被人误解.
Accepting that life, not trying to make something happen that would glorify us.
他接受这个生命,也不是用一些其他的方法来荣耀他自己.
God has a difficulty with us.
神在我们看来,神对看我们有一个难处.
Because any time he sovereignly puts something in our environment that tests whether or not we are willing to be quiet, lay our life down, we resist.
很多时候当神很智慧的把我们的环境造成了一些环境给我们的时候，他要看看我们是不是想会想在他面前安静下来，在他面前舍命。
We're quick to tell one another, someone else, did you know what so-and-so said about me?
我们很快的要跟别人说，你知道他跟我，他说我什么东西？
Do you know what so-and-so thinks about me?
你知道他对我有什么看法？
That someone in our organization got promoted above me, and I have been there 10 years, and they've only been there 5 years.
在我们公司里面，这个人才在那里五年，他就被升职了。我已经在那里十年了。It
curls our skin when someone even pulls in front of us in the checkout line, checking out our groceries.
我们在超级市场买东西，如果有人在我们前面排队的队伍前面插队的话，我们的皮肤都要像要拉紧似的。We
are consumed with ourselves.
我们就是我们对于我们自己关于自己的思想完全的被霸占了。
Everything in our life is about self-consideration.
我们一生的就是来看看我们的打算是什么，顾念自己是什么。Self-realization,
realizing myself.
怎么样来实践自己的理想。
Glorifying, promoting myself.
来荣耀我们自己，来把自己升上高位。
Gratifying myself.
让自己得到好处。
Living for self.
我们为我们自己而活。
This is why many get into ministry.
这也是一个原因，有些人想进入这个执事服事的工作。
Not to be a bond slave.
不要做一个奴仆。
No, that people will look at them and say, oh, look at that spiritual person.
因为他们想被人大家看待，然后说，哇，那个人好属灵哦。
None of us by nature, brothers and sisters, want to take that life laid down.
我们靠着我们的本性，没有一个人想把自己的命舍下。
We will kick against it just like the Apostle Paul kicked against the goad.
就像使徒保罗用脚踢刺一样，我们一定会拒绝这个想法。
God brings that goad in, touches here and there, and we wince, and we defend, we become very defensive.
神就把这个刺带到我们身边，我们就开始要踢，我们就觉得很不舒服。
Filled with self-pity.
我们常常很对自己的处境很惋惜。
Wearing our feelings on our skin, excuse me.
我们就常常把自己的喜怒放在我们的脸上。
Good. But there was one who was different.
可是有一位是不同的。
We want to just look at the one who was different.
我们要看看这个不同的人有些什么不同之处。
Starting in John 5:19.
约翰福音第五章第十九节。
His was a life laid down.
他就是舍命的例子。
He could do nothing of himself.
他凭着自己不能做什么。
There in John 5:19, the Son can do nothing of himself.
约翰福音第五章十九节，只凭着自己不能做什么。
Strange statement.
是很奇怪的话语。
Do you think the Lord Jesus, who created the heavens and earth, you think he could do something?
他这个只是创造天地的，他难道不能做什么吗？
He could have done everything.
他可以做任何事情。
But he was giving us an example.
可是他要在这里给我们立一个例子。
He did all this for us.
他做这一切都是为了我们。
To show us the way.
给我们看到底这个道路是怎么样行。
So he did nothing without consulting the Father.
所以他做任何事情都要先问问父。
Whether it was turning water into wine.
不管是不是把水变成酒。
It was all about seeking the Lord's will.
The Father's will. 都是要寻求父神的意思，不是求他自己的意思。
There was no self-initiating on his part. John 5:30.
约翰福音五章三十节就讲到说，他没有主动权，他凭着自己不能做什么。
I can do nothing of my own initiative.
我凭着自己不能做什么，就是没有主动权的意思。
We're constantly initiating.
我们不断地操我们自己的主动权。
According to Hosea, it's chapter 10, it's like wickedness when we initiate, when we rely upon our own warriors, our own strength.
何西亚书第十章讲到说，如果我们依靠我们自己来发动，靠我们自己的兵马，那就是邪恶。
If we have a certain amount of money,We have a certain amount of time in the summer. Well, let's see. Where do I want to go on vacation?
如果这个夏天有点时间，有点钱，我们就会说，我这个夏天要想去哪里度假。
Instead of consulting the Lord, we consult the travel magazine.
我们不是在求这个神的意思，我们再看看这个旅游杂志有些什么好的意见。
And I will make a statement, and I believe it to be true.
我要说这个话是我真的觉得真是对的。
When we initiate, we will never enjoy that time off as much as we would if we had let the Lord initiate and tell us where to go.
我们如果是靠着自己来主动做这些度假的决定的话，我可以告诉你，你绝对不会就是欢喜这个时间比像神来主动要求你做怎么样度假。
John 5:31.
约翰福音五章三十一节。
We see Jesus bears witness with the Father.
我们看到主耶稣和父一起做见证。
If I alone bear witness of myself, my testimony is not true.
我若为自己做见证，我的见证就不真。
Jesus knew that the Bible says, two or more make reliable testimony.
耶稣知道两三位才能是做真的见证。
How much better it would be if we would consult one another when it comes to making decisions.
如果我们要做什么决定之前能互相商议，那是何等美好的事。
All decisions in the body of Christ are to be made through fellowship.
在肢体里面所有的决定都应该是在分享当中决定的。
That protects our fallen nature.
所以我们堕落的个性就能得到保护。
Every one of us have blind spots.
我们每个人都有些东西是看不清楚的。
Our emotion takes over.
我们的有的时候感情用事。
Our wishes take over.
有的时候我们自己的意念用事。
But we're protected by others.
可是我们可以彼此做保护。
Someone who can be objective and not emotional about a particular subject.
有的人可能对某一些事情可以很客观地看事情。
And until the church, the body of Christ, is operating through fellowshipping,
当整个教会就是基督的肢体可以运作在这个分享当中。
Instead of a building, it's just a pile of stones.
那不变成只是一个建筑物或者是几块石头堆在一起。
No different than the book of Judges, everyone doing what's right in their own eyes.
就像那个史诗记里面说到的是个人做自己看为好的事。
No interaction.
没有彼此大家商议。
No together seeking the will of the Father.
没有一起寻求神的意思。
Resulting in no protection.
所以结果呢就是失去了保护。
And disaster.
然后就是有很悲惨的结局。
Something less than the fullness of Christ.In your family and in the body.
就所以基督不能充满在我们的家庭跟我们的聚会当中。
John 5:43.
约翰福音五章四十三节说
I have come in my Father's name.
我奉我父的名来。
Oh, how we love our name.
我们何等喜欢自己的名。
We like to propagate our name.
我们想推广我们自己的名。
Any way we can.
我们用尽各种的办法。
We want to know our genealogy regarding our name.
我们有的时候想看看我们的祖宗是谁。
If we saw ourselves, as the Bible says, a worm, we would not want to necessarily continue it.
如果你真的相信圣经说我是虫的话，你大概不会想去寻根就底。
Jesus came in the name of his Father.
耶稣是奉他父的名来。
We often pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们很多时候祷告说是奉主耶稣的名祷告。
What does it mean?
那是什么意思呢?
Simply the life, the nature, the character of God. That's what's in that name.
这个名是包含了他的生命、他的神性跟他的个性。
That name is holy.
这个名是神圣的。
That name is all wise.
这个名是全丰。
In that name,is righteousness.
这个名也包含了公义。
Sanctification and redemption.
成圣跟救赎。
That's the name.
那就是他的名字的代表。
You know what Jesus loved to call himself?
你知道主耶稣喜欢叫称他自己为什么名字吗?
Jesus of Nazareth.
他说他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
We would have never tagged Nazareth to our name if we were Jesus.
如果我们是耶稣的话，我们绝对不会把拿撒勒这个字跟我们的名混在一起。
Just leave it off. Just don't mention Nazareth.
我们完全不会提到拿撒勒这个地名。
But it meant it was part of his laying his life down.
可是因为他舍命，所以他常常提这个名字。
Another name the Lord Jesus loved was Son of Man.
他另外有一个名字，他很喜欢用来自称的，就是人子。
Oh, he had the rights to say, "I am the Son of God."
他其实当然有资格说他是神子。
But over and over again, he uses those beautiful words, "the Son of Man."
可是他不断地用这个美丽的名字说我是人子。
I came as a baby.
我是以婴孩的来到这个世界。
My parents were fallen.
我的父母是堕落的人。
They were sinners.
他们是罪人。
But I submitted to him 30 years.
可是我三十年是服从他们。
And one of the last words I said on the cross was to take care of my mother.
他在十字架上最后的几句话是说，请你照顾我的母亲。
A life laid down.
所以他的一辈子都是在舍命。
In John 6:37,
约翰福音第六章第三十六节。
He received all that the Father had given him.
凡父所赐给我的人
All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out.
他全盘接受任何父给他的事情。三十六章讲，凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
First of all, the Lord died for all mankind.
首先主是为所有的人类去世。
Through election, there was a certain number that God knew and gave to the Son.
可是因为神的拣选 有一部分人父神是把他留给了子。
Including me.
包括我在内。
Including us who all rejected him and had a part of that nailing on the cross.
包括我们众人，我们都拒绝了他，把他钉在十字架上。
And Jesus said, "All of them, I received."
耶稣说， 这些反给我的人，我都接受。
The worst of sinners.
众罪魁中的罪人。
See how different we are, brothers and sisters? We have a hard time receiving just the ones in our midst right here.
我们是跟主耶稣何等的不一样，就在我们当中，我们也觉得有些人是很难接受的。
That's why the cross has to come in daily and deal with us.
所以十字架要进到我们的生命当中来对付我们。
We're not able to forgive one another.
我们不能彼此饶恕。
We have a hard time forgiving even those in our own household.
我们在我们自己家里的人也不能彼此饶恕。
But whoever the Father gave the Son, he received.
可是凡父所赐给他人子的人，他都会接受。
And in John 7, verse 16 to 18, Jesus says, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
约翰福音第七章16到18节，他说到说，我的教训不是我自己的，是那差我来的。
Brothers and sisters, we love to teach sometimes.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们很喜欢教训人。
Do we get our instructions from Him?
可是我们的教训是不是从他而来的呢？
Oh, if we would fall down and say, Lord, show me how to teach my children to obey, the Lord would start to give information.
如果我们下跪向神说，求你教我如何教导我的子女，神必定会向你显示。
He would give a love and a wisdom.
他会给你满有慈爱的智慧。
We love to teach. We love to give advice.
我们很喜欢教导人，也很喜欢告诉别人有些什么忠告。
We've seen something on television, so we give our opinion to someone.
我们在电视上看到什么，我们就跟别人说你的意见是什么。
The Lord, even though he had perfect knowledge, he made sure it all corresponded with these 39 books in the Old Testament.
我们的主虽然他有全备的智慧，可是他说的一切话都是跟圣经完全吻合。
And corresponded with the Spirit of God.
而且跟神的灵是完全吻合的。
He lived for the glory of God in John 7, verses 18.
他在约翰福音第七章十八节，我们可以看到他是为着神的荣耀而活。
Also in chapter 8, verse 50 and 54,But I do not seek my glory.
还有就是从约翰福音第八章五十跟五十四节说到说我不求自己的荣耀。
And in 12:28, glorify thy name.
还有约翰福音十二章二十八节讲到说父啊愿你荣耀你的名。
I don't have to say anymore. We all know our propensity to self-glorify ourselves.
我在这里不用多说，因为我们都有这个倾向，是荣耀自己。
But there was one man always putting the glory on the Father.
可是我们这里有一个人，他是完全是为着神的荣耀而活。
John 7:28.
约翰福音第七章第二十八节。
He submitted to being sent out.
他很甘心被差遣。
I have not come of myself, but he.Who sent me is true.
我来并不是由于自己，但那差我来的是真的。
8:42, but it's he who sent me.
第八章第四十二节讲到说是他差我来的。
Again, not initiating.
他是没有任何的主动权。
He stayed under the authority and the power of the Father in heaven.
他在父神的权柄跟能力底下。
You ever wonder why the Lord Jesus...could have such a perfect, wonderful, beautiful life.
你有没有想到为什么主耶稣会有一个这么完备美丽的生命呢？
He was always circumscribed by the Father in heaven.
因为他不断的是被父神环绕。
Inside and out.
他里面外面都是被父神环绕。
We get a picture of that beauty on Mount Transfiguration.
当我们在变化山上，我们就可以看到他那个美丽。
Totally transparent to the Father.
他在父神面前是完全的透明，可以看到的。
Reflecting the glory of the Father in all things.
他全然反映父神的荣耀跟光辉。
In very simple ways.
他这是这样子的反映，是很透过很普通的事情。
The ways in which we mentioned just simple obedience.
就像我们刚才所说的，是很简简单单的。
Simple submission.
顺服。顺从
not doing anything on his own.
他不自己做任何，凭着自己做任何事情。
John chapter 8 verse 25.
约翰福音第八章二十五节。
He did not please himself.
他不取悦他自己。
For I always do the things that are pleasing to him.
因为我常做他神所喜悦的事。
Are you in Christ?
你是不是在基督里呢？
You also can please him.
你也可以做神所喜悦的事。
And it's the only way to please him.
这是唯一可以讨悦神的事。
We bring nothing to the table.
我们在他面前不能带任何的事情。
We can't contribute a thing.
我们不能对他有任何的加增。
Not even your beautiful personality. It won't cut it with the Lord.
不管你的个性如何的美好，在神眼里都是不受喜悦的。
Only the way of the Father and the Son, a life laid down.
只有是那个把命舍下来的这个生命才能讨他喜悦。
In John 10:17, we see there's a life laid down.
在约翰福音第十章第十七节就讲到将命舍去。
Jesus said, "Because I lay down my life."
主耶稣基督说因我将命舍去
I don't hold on to it
我没有抓紧我的生命
It doesn't matter who's hitting me over the head with a rod
谁用杖打我是我的头并不是重要的事情
At the same time being spat upon
有人向我吐口沫也不是重要的事情
At the same time being laughed at as making a mockery of this king dressed in purple
在同时候有很多人向我嘲笑戏弄然后穿着紫袍被当成是王一样也不重要
No He did not hold on to his self-esteem
他没有抓着他自己的自尊
He bore it openly, nakedly before the world
他把他的命性命公开的倾倒在世人面前
The cross was the supreme sacrifice of our Lord.
我们这个十字架是我们主耶稣至高至大的一个牺牲。
The first words from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34.
因为他在十字架的第一句话就是路加福音二十三章三十四节讲的说父啊求你赦免他们因为他们所做的他们自己不知道
And this is why we can forgive one another
这就是为什么我们也可以彼此饶恕的原因
Because he first forgave us
因为他先饶恕了我们
And then in Luke 23:43
然后在路加福音二十三章四十三节他怎么说呢
We see the spirit of grace when he looked to his right hand and said to the thief on the cross, Today you will be with me in paradise.
我们看到这个恩典的灵说他转到右边向他的强盗说今天你要与我在乐园里。
It appears from the scripture that we just read in Mark 15 that this thief could have been a few minutes before insulting the Lord.
我们刚才从马克福音那段话来看到是说这个强盗其实刚才也在怒骂他。
But he was one who God elected.
可是他是神所拣选的。
Who God foreknew.
神也预先知道他。
Who God called.
神也呼召他。
Who God justified.
神也要他称义。
And in this beautiful moment on the cross, glorified.
在这个美好的时刻他把他得荣耀。
What did the thief bring to the cross that was good?
这个强盗能带什么东西带那算是好的呢
The same thing you and I bring, nothing.
就是我们大家都是带这种东西什么都没有一无好处。
Daily when we wake up, we come with nothing.
每一天早上我们起来我们什么都没有。
We can't say, well, I've been serving the Lord for 10 years, now Lord, just kind of add on to that.
我们不能说我们已经这过去十年都是服侍神我们就再加一点什么。
You and I have that thought, and before noon, we're going to find out we did not deny ourselves.
我们虽然有那个想法，可是到了中午，还没到中午，我们已经发现我们不能舍己。
We are holding on to our own life.
我们还是抓紧我们自己的生命。
And the Lord is not glorified.
然后主当然没有得着，他当得荣耀。
And then that third word on the cross, when the Lord says, woman, your son.
然后主耶稣在十字架第三句话，他说，妇人啊，看你的儿子。
And we see the spirit of one family.
然后他就能把大家都融成一个家庭的这个灵。
God bearing his heart through his son.
神围着让着他的儿子。
I want a family.
我需要一个家。
And he connected this older woman with this young man, John, as one.
然后主耶稣就把这个年长的妇人跟这个年轻的男人这个约翰把他融为一。
That first word starts with the spirit of forgiveness.
他开始的第一句是有赦免的灵。
The second, the spirit of grace, and as he spoke to the thief.
然后他第二句话跟强盗说的时候是满有恩典的灵。
And then that spirit of one family.
接着就是他的这个一家人的这个灵，就是他的旨意。
And that leads us then to this next word.
然后他就说他的下一句话。
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
The spirit of the supreme sacrifice.
这就是至高至大的牺牲的灵。
The Lord Jesus, according to Isaiah 62:1-3, He trod the winepress alone.
以赛亚书63:1讲到说，主耶稣他自己揣酒榨。
God was there all the time.
神父神一直都在那里。
Until 12 noon.
直到申初。
And God brought a veil around the Lord.So that no one would even see him bear the sin of the world.
然后当父神背负世人的罪的时候，父神用一个帕子把整个子蒙起来。
And the Father himself, who in his holiness could not look at sin.
父神因为他是完全圣洁，他不能看到罪。
Turned his back.
他把他的背向着子。
This was the most shocking thing of the cross for the Son.
这是对子来说是最诧异的一件事。
It wasn't physical pain.
不是身体上的疼痛。
Bearing the sin was tremendous.
当然，就是背负罪孽是很巨大的一件事。
But the most difficult thing was being separated from the Father who he had always been in communion with.
可是对子来讲，最痛苦的一件事情就是他必须要与父神分开，而且他一直是跟父神是有是在一起的。
Just prior to the crucifixion, Jesus we see praying the Lord's Prayer of John 17.
在他还没钉十字架之前，他就经历了这个约翰福音第十七章的祷告。
Over 35 times in those 26 verses.Jesus mentions the relationship with his father.
他在那短短二十六节的圣经里面，35次讲到他跟父神的关系。
Over and over and over again, you see, it's a beautiful prayer to read and to see this interrelationship.
他一而再，再而三的提到说这个美好的关系，他跟父的关系何其美好。
And God had to look away.
可是神必须要把他的脸转开。
It's interesting, God had to forsake his own son.
父神要离弃他的儿子是真是一件有趣的事情。
But he has never forsaken us.
但是父神从来没有离弃我们任何一个人。
Why hasn't he forsaken us?
为什么他没有离弃我们这些人呢？
Because the Lord Jesus bore all our sin. Satisfied the Father.
因为主耶稣背负了我们所有的罪孽满足了父神的要求。
The ultimate was the separation.
最困难的就是那个与父神的分隔。
We've had people forsake us.
我们当然有被人离弃的时候。
You hear of it daily.
有的人每天都经历这些事情。
Even in the body of Christ.
即使在基督的肢体里面，也有这样事情发生。
It's one of the most painful things.
这是对我们来讲很痛苦的一些事情。
When a husband no longer sees the affection of his wife.
当丈夫不能看到妻子对他的爱。
When a wife no longer sees the affection of her husband, he's more wrapped up in his business, in his work.
当妻子看到丈夫全心在关心他自己的事业的时候，而没有对妻子有任何的爱慕。
These separations bring pain to our lives.
这些分隔是让我们感受到痛苦。
And so the ultimate separation was the Father and the Son.
所以最终最大的分隔就是父神跟子分隔。
So that you and I can go through all separations, including death, with our heads held up high.
结果是什么呢？
Confidence.
结果是什么呢？就是说，即使我们是经历了无数的其他的分隔，即使是死，我们也是坦然无惧的。
Filled with a spirit of peace.
我们里面满了平安的灵
filled with the spirit of joy
满有喜乐的灵
and then we are able to love the brethren
然后我们才能爱我们的弟兄
love those who despise us
爱那些辱骂我们的人
there can be people in the fellowship who despise you
可能在聚会当中有人看低你
it's a wonderful thing when the Lord gives youThe more you despise, the more love you have for that person.
如果你真的让主做事的话，他越辱骂你，神会给你更加加添你的爱来爱这个弟兄。
The more you're able to love that person,
你就更能爱这个弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, that is being set free.
那就是得真自由。
No bondage.
没有在任何的捆绑之下。
Not free to the emotions, oh, that person is hurting me.
我们不再在这个情感的捆绑底下说那个人伤害了我的自尊。
It's exchanged for an abundant life.
我们可以交换得到这个丰盛的生命。
1 John 3:16, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
所以约翰一书三章十六节讲说主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Even those who would rather we were on another continent，
包括在别的一个五大洲另外一洲的弟兄。
This means loving mother-in-laws, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws。
我们爱我们的岳父岳母，我们的媳妇。
No separation.Because one person was separated to the ultimate, the Lord Himself.
我们彼此不再有分隔，因为有一个人他经历了最终的分隔。
We leave with these three words, three things regarding the cross.
我们接着要用三样事情来记着这个十字架。
We learn from the cross, first of all, brothers and sisters, that we.Are opposed to it.
我们先看的就是说，我们自己的本性是完全敌对这个十字架的。
And as a result, the cross exposes us. Number one, the cross exposes our true heart.
结果是什么呢？十字架就暴露我们的本性。
When we see how the Lord Jesus was forsaken,
当我们看到主耶稣是被离弃的时候
，and we look at our self-centered crybaby and attitude were exposed.
当我们看到主的生命是怎么样，我们看到我们自我中心、自己自我埋怨的时候，我们就是被暴露出来。
And we see that we are the one. Every time we want our own way, we're responsible for nailing the Lord to the cross.
每一次当我们偏情己路的时候，我们就看到我们是那个把他钉在十字架的人。
Every time we do not take the grace of God and become angry, we're saying, crucify him. I don't want the cross. I want my own way. My husband, my wife, they can just do what they want. That is crucifying the Lord again.
当我们拒绝神的恩典，不再发怒的时候，我们就是要走我们自己的道路，我们也不管其他人，不管我们的配偶怎么样说。
We can be a believer for 20 years, we can be baptized, and still saying, away with him, we want Barabbas.
我们可以信了20年之久，我们可以被受浸，可是如果我们这样做的话，我们就是像那些人一样说，我们要巴拉巴把他除掉。
And we become that Barabbas at that point.
在那一刻我们就变成巴拉巴。
Holding on to our own life.
我们抓紧我们自己的一切。
Murdering the Lord Jesus himself.
我们把主杀了。
Rejecting the cross.
我们拒绝十字架。
The cross exposes us.
十字架是可以暴露我们。
Don't lose heart. Number two.
不要灰心，还有第二点。
When we look at the cross, we see that all that exposes us has been covered.
当我们看到十字架的时候，我们就意会到所有暴露出来的弱点都已经被十字架遮盖。
I don't care what Satan can walk up to the Heavenly Father today and say, how about this person's past? How about that? How about that? If you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's under the blood.
我不管撒旦怎么样到父神面前说，你看这个人过去怎么样，那个人过去怎么样。如果你是靠着十字架的话，这些一切都已经被遮盖。
And Jesus is ever interceding, and he turns to the Father and he says, "Don't look at those people down there. Just look at me."
耶稣是向我们代求，他转向父说，你不要看这些一切，你看我。
Father, look at your cross.
父啊，你看你的十字架。
That's all been dealt with.
那些都已经被对付了。
Everything of our old nature, it's been dealt with.
我们内个性里面的一切的软弱都已经被对付了。
That person there knows and declares, I am crucified with Christ.
所以那个人能宣告说，我是与基督一同钉十字架。
That sin went into judgment and death.
那个罪呢就被定罪，然后死去。
Oh, what a way to live.
那是这样生活是何其的美好。
And number three.
第三点。
First of all, the cross exposes us.
第一十字架暴露我们自己的软弱。
Then there's that covering.
然后它十字架能遮盖我们的软
弱。Number three, out of that cross comes a bursting rivers of living water.
从十字架出来就是那个永和的江流。
Brothers and sisters, we weren't just saved to get the sin off from our back.
我们不是得救，不是仅仅把这个罪除去。
It is a glorious life.
那是一个荣耀的生命。
Jesus says, "I came to give an abundant life."
耶稣说，我来是要赐给你们丰盛的生命。
It's a life of fullness.
这是一个丰满的生命。
Listen carefully, spiritual fullness.
这是好好的听哦，这是。属灵的丰满的生命
，spiritual prosperity，
属灵的繁荣。
The Old Testament prosperity was a picture.
旧约圣经里面讲的繁荣只是一个预表。
We live in a spiritual time of grace.
我们是活在这个属灵的恩典底下
，where our prosperity is calibrated by spiritual life.
我们的属灵到底有多繁荣？是看看我们的里面的生命有多
spiritual nature, His nature, divine nature.
这个神性
spiritual character.
跟神的个性
That's why the apostles all wrote to the church.
这就是为什么使徒们都是向众教会写书信
That's why the church's number one goal is to be built up.
所以教会的第一个目标就是要被建造起来。
When there is oneness between two or three,
当两三位当中有合一的情况下
，they become like a prairie fire.
那就像一个好像野地的火。
Unbelievers are saved.
不信的人也能被他们点燃。
But we often live in such spiritual poverty.
可是我们是活在何等属灵的贫穷当中
？And God's church, His body, His The apple of his eye is in such disgrace, it serves not its purpose.
可是神的教会，他的肢体，他眼中的同人，是活在何等的不荣耀的光景当中。
A lot of you young people are interested in serving the Lord. You've seen something of a change from poverty, being impoverished, to the prosperity of the Lord's life.
我们看到，当中很多年轻人，他们很热心想服侍主，因为他们看到从主耶稣那个可以从属灵的贫穷达到属灵的繁荣。
Just because, first of all, I want to say, I am so thankful when I read letters of our young people that are saying, we want to follow the Lord.
我要先感谢主，说很多时候我看到年轻人写的书信说，我想服侍主。
Our young people who have had the privilege of going on mission trips.
我们有的年轻人去宣教。
And seeing the contrast of darkness, governments that have suppressed the people.
他们看到有的政府是如何的黑暗欺压人民。
Continue to pursue the Lord, each one of you young people.
我劝勉在座的所有年轻人好好的追随主耶稣。
But always remember that the goal is a body built up to be the bride.
可是你们要紧紧的记住，就是最终的目的是要把教会建造成熟，成为那个心腹。
Many people have been swept into the kingdom through evangelism and the whole evangelical movement.
很多人是因为这些宣教的活动而被带进神的王国里面。
But the goal is what we've been talking about this morning, a life laid down.
可是最终的目的就是我们今天早上讲的，就是将命舍去。
Where God takes 40 years, more or less, like he did in Moses, and Moses came to that place where he's just a thorn bush.
神用了40年在摩西身上，带他到这个荆棘之地。
And then God could really use him.
然后神才能真正的用他。
He was no longer an adolescent like he was at age 40.
摩西不再是40年前的年轻人。
Initiating things on his own by killing a person.
他不再操作任何的主动权去把埃及人杀掉。
But God took him into the desert for 40 years and he became a life laid down.
可是神把他带到沙漠里40年之久，让他可以学习如何舍命。
And he could be part of something that God has done that will forever be the supreme story of the Bible.
然后摩西就能成为神在他身上能工作，然后变成圣经里面伟大的故事。
Lessons are forever in that story of those 2 million plus people being brought out of Egypt.
这200万人从被埃及带出来的以色列人，这个摩西是不断要学习功课。
But Moses had to learn the life of the Lord himself.
然后摩西接着这一切的事情，学习如何活主耶稣的生命。
He understood every time he saw an animal put on the altar, it was a picture of the Lord being laid.
他明白到每一次有祭物放在祭坛上，那就是主耶稣的生命被舍去。Brothers
and sisters, are we rejecting the cross?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有弃绝这个十字架？
I think most of you who are believers today want to follow the Lord. That's why you're here.
我相信绝大部分的信徒都是希望跟随主耶稣，这就是因为你们在这里的目的。It
does not begin by serving.
我们并不是仅仅服侍神。Everything
in the Lord, within and of the Lord, every day, begins by laying our life down.
我们每一天借着主出于主的事情，开始都是因为我们把自己的命舍去。God
will give you many opportunities, even today, and I know tomorrow, where you're going to have to deny yourself.
神会给你很多很多的机会，在今天，在明天舍己。
God is the master exposer. He knows how to expose us.
神很会暴露我们一切的软弱。
Through marriage, through parents, through jobs, through our education, through Houston Heat.
神借着我们的婚姻，我们的父母，我们的工作，我们的学习，甚至于这个休斯顿的大热天，来教导我们怎么样。
He knows how to bring a tsunami into our life.
他知道怎么样会把这个大洪水带到我们当中。
He knows how to bring a forest fire and turn up the heat in our life.
他知道怎么样让我们在一些不好受的环境中忍受。
Are we going to say, Lord, I know this is from you, sovereign, your sovereign love, I receive it.
我们怎么说呢？我们是不是说，主啊，我们这知道是你神圣的安排，我来接受
它。Or are we going to back away from the cross and say, crucify him?
还是我们转而退后说去钉死他吧。
I want nothing of the cross.
我不要十字架的一点东西。
Father, forgive us.
父啊，赦免我们。
We are so slow at learning.
我们学得何其慢。
We've rejected you so many times.
我们无数次的拒绝你。
You say, "Come, will you embrace? Will you accept my cross?"
你一而再再而三的来说，你要不要拥抱这个十字架呢
？And our stiff neck says no.
我们硬着颈项说不。
Thank you for forgiving us.
我们围着你的赦免感谢你。
Be gracious to us.
向我们施恩。
Lord, teach us the lesson of the cross.
主啊，教导我们十字架的功课。
That together we might come into the fullness and the riches of Christ.
然后我们大家众人可以一起进入基督的丰满跟丰富。
That are available to us from the cross.
那是可以从十字架上支取来的基督的丰富跟丰满。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.